Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning, London time, on Monday the 17th of February. European leaders gather to discuss an approach to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is something that is unlikely to prove market-moving, at least in the near term. European aid to Ukraine, both humanitarian and military, is about 14% more than US aid, and the military aid in particular is a direct boost to some European economies. A significant majority of German aid requires companies to produce weapons, while a majority of US military aid still comes out of existing stockpiles. Overall aid levels from both Europe and the United States remain quite low relative to GDP, however. Other programmes in domestic spending are far more significant in terms of their economic impact, and even if Europe were to entirely replace US financial assistance, it would amount to less than 0.5% of GDP. The EU's trade balance for December is due. This is an area that has been thrust into the political spotlight by the US administration's focus on trade balances as a trigger for raising domestic taxes. The bilateral balance will therefore assume a disproportionate importance. However, there are suggestions of potential non-tariff barriers being used to retaliate against any potential US trade action, holding US agricultural exports to the same standards as Europe for things like pesticide use or regulating US technology companies. Japanese fourth quarter GDP was somewhat stronger than had been expected, with positive revisions to third quarter data as well. Business spending has rebounded after a third quarter decline, and private consumption wasn't as weak as had been feared. Trade also made a positive contribution, although this may in part reflect some front-loading of demand from the US, as US companies anticipate a potential increase in their tax burden from US President Trump's threatened trade taxes. The extent to which that threat has distorted patterns of global trade is one of the things to monitor over the coming quarter. There may be some payback. Argentinian President Milei is facing calls for their impeachment following a social media post offering endorsement to a crypto known as Libra. The price of this then soared to $5,000 before falling back to below $1. This price move is a rather intense demonstration of bubble economics. Whether the bubble is crypto, NFTs, shares in the South Sea Company, or tulips, money is transferred from bubble buyers to bubble sellers. That does have a bearing on things like consumption, as the bubble buyers, who lose as the bubble bursts, now have reduced savings, a negative wealth effect, and are less likely to consume. Bubble sellers, who make money in this process, are unlikely to offset the lost consumption of the bubble buyers. Milei has requested an investigation of the bubble. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.